Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healing Light. This is Reverend Stan. I'm here having my show today. I've been out of town. Well, not really out of town. I've just been out of my local area. I've had a death in my family. My grandfather passed last week, and we've been dealing with that here lately. But I'm back, and I'm on attack for Jesus and for God here. And I'm starting my show again here this week. I was trying to take Friday or Thursday off, and I just want to, you know, recruit from everything, but I'm back, and I want to say thank God for this beautiful day. It's a little rainy, but, you know, our earth needs to rain, and we need to get all the vegetables and the trees and all that going, getting ready for spring here pretty soon. But I want to thank all of y'all for being here on my radio show today and listening to me, whether it's podcasts or whatever. I really appreciate now y'all tuning in, and may God bless every one of y'all that's listening to this show. May the Holy Spirit touch you in your heart and draw you to Himself. And I'm going to start today, and today's show is about forgiveness. Forgiveness. I had a touch of this during my last week's situation in my life, and I want to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness is a great thing. Forgiveness sets you free. Forgiveness is from God. That's how He sets Himself within you, is forgiveness. And today's daily word is about forgiveness. I give the gift of forgiveness for the blessing of peace of mind. I give the gift of forgiveness for the blessing of peace and mind. The word forgiveness is a combination of the word give and for. When I ask myself why I would be willing to give for peace of mind, I have a new understanding of what the meaning is to forgive. I give up attachments, pain, and anger in order for me to enjoy a better life. Wouldn't we all enjoy a better life to forgive and let all that pain from the past and family pain and all that go where we can enjoy a better life? Okay, I give up judgment, circumstances of my own past actions for the freedom to live a loving and loving ways. I'm willing to forgive a past occurrence, realizing that the hold on to the past only hurts me. I release forgiveness and love. Even situations I will never condone, I am able to forgive them. I forgive myself and others so I can focus my energy on creating a more peaceful, harmonious world. So we all want more harmony in our world. So that's what we're doing today. The biblical thing and daily word is be kind to one another, forgive one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Be kind to one another, forgive one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. So as Christ has came down and forgiven you, put his Holy Spirit within your heart to grow God within you, he forgave you. He forgave all your karma, all the things that your whole generation, your ancestors has picked up and picked up and picked up and stored into your cell memory in your body. Trust me, everything that your ancestors have done is instilled into your body. And he's forgiven all of that. He's forgiven you. He's forgiven all that. He's cleansed your sins from all the past generations to set you free where you can see him and reveal heaven within your heart. That's what he's done. And that's one of the main things of forgiveness. When you forgive, you set all of that free. You set yourself free. You set everything free. You break those chains of curses that's been put on you from all the generations, all the people that had hurts against you and didn't like you. It breaks all those chains off of you. When those chains are broke off, then you're set free. God can flow within you and flow through you and reveal himself to others, and also reflections of the love within you off of others to you, where you can see God's love reflecting back to you. And that's one of our main things. And today, let's see. I had a thing here. We're going to be in Luke today. And I'm going to go ahead and go. Let's see. There we go. I think it was Luke. First Luke. Go to First Luke here. I'm going to go on back here to Hebrews. I'm going to go to Hebrews 1. I was pulled back here today when I was talking about the show, thinking about the show. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son, who appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided perfection for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. He became as much superior as angels as the name in his inherited and superior to theirs. For which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have became your father," or again, "I will be your father, and he will be my son"? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. And speaking of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds, his servants flame of fire. But about the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepter of the kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above all compassions by anointing you with the oil of joy. He also says, in the beginning, O Lord, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will preach, but remain, but they will all wear the like garment. You will roll them up like the robe, and like the garment they will be charged, but you will remain the same, and your years will never end. So like it said, you will roll up like the robe, like a garment that will be changed and charged, but you will remain the same, and your years will never end. To which the angels did God ever say, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies footstools for your feet. So what God's saying there, he's saying he will make your enemies footstools for your feet. Because your enemies, the negativity around in your area will be no match for what God is doing through you and what God's reflecting through you. Your joy and love will push all that away. You will be a walking guru, a walking destroyer of darkness through you. And what will happen when you walk around these people, it will reflect them back. They can't stand in your sight because God is reflecting so strong through you that they can't stand to be in your presence. And what will happen, the presence of God within you will reflect the darkness out of them, destroy the darkness out of them, and it will set them free too. It will bring them to Christ, bring them wanting Christ, bring them wanting to be saved, want the Holy Spirit to come within them or unite within them, that be opened up within them. So when you're walking in Christ, walking with God, reflecting through you, you change the world. You're the light for God. You will change the world and help God in his ministry to reflect in the world as he's supposed to be. So that's one of the biblical words today I want to talk to you about. And there's so many other things I want to speak to you about. Let's see here. So we got Jesus sends out the 72. Okay. We're going to go Luke 10. We're going to start Luke 10. We're going to keep on reading down. After this, the Lord anointed 72 heads, was it 72 others, and sent them two by two heads of him every town, place where he was about to go. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send the workers into the harvest fields. Go, I am sending you to lock lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals. Do not greet everyone. Do not greet everyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say peace to this house. If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. What I'm going to tell you now about this verse right here, I'm going to tell you right now what it's a spiritual word that's been given to me through many different areas, other prophets here in the Christian world and all that. Jesus is setting up. God is setting up a healing ministry. God is setting up a healing ministry now. It's going to be a revival. It's going to come across the land. He's picking people now. There's many different revivals that's going to be popping up. I've been studying it online. It's many different things I've been actually getting this information from. At one time, when he was sending out healers across our land, he was sending one angel per a healer, per a prophet. Now he's sending two angels per prophet, because what the problem was when he was sending out these prophets that did the healings and all this, they would actually use the healing for their own purpose. His healing is made for his ministry. His healing is made for his ministry. It's good to heal folks, but it's also good to bring people to Christ where he could heal them within and destroy all the darkness off and cut all the chains. Not just for the bad leg, but for the whole body and the soul is what he's wanting to mainly get. He wants to open your soul to God where you can completely heal and have connection with him all the time, not just for that one healing. So he's going to bring two angels, one to keep the prophet on the right road and to help with the healing, and one to actually amidify the healing through the person. So that's one of the main things I want to speak about today. I want to speak about the new revival. The new revival has come across this land. There's going to be Christians stepping into hospitals, everybody being healed. There's going to be a reflection of that, everybody being healed. More than I've been in metaphysical stuff. I mean, I've been in that world. I've been in healings. But this healing is going to be more than that. It's going to make Matrix. It's going to make Reiki look sick. It's going to be more than one hand and sitting there for 2 hours. It's going to be a God touching you and you're healed. This ain't going to be a maybe. This ain't going to be a maybe. Maybe this will happen. It's going to happen. When you walk in their surroundings, they're healed. I mean, dark entities have reflected God's energy. They have copied it for so many years. They can reflect everything. Even Christ knows this. He knows that they have saw his ways, and they know how to reflect what he does. They could act like him, but they cannot be him. See, there's so many things that Christ can do. They can't touch it, but they can reflect the little healings that he does. But right now, Christ is going to bring his healing thing through here. You're going to see hospitals getting freed and doctors passing out because they can't believe the healing that's going to come through these prophets. I want y'all to feel that. But one thing I want to tell y'all is coming, and just watch it. I know a ministry right now. It's called, let's see, I got here. It's called Making a Difference Outside of the Four Walls of the Church. It's called the Power of Love Ministries. It's a new conference that's coming around. I'm not advertising this conference. I've just been pulled to this. I have no ties to this at all. I've just been pulled to this. And these folks is doing some amazing training through Christ. And they're teaching people, this is one of the movements. This is one of the movements. This is not the only one. This is one of the movements that God is doing tremendous healings through. One of the movements that God is doing tremendous healings through. And what they do, they teach you. They take you on the ground. They take you out and teach you how to do this. Not to teach you how to heal, but how to get out in front of people, how to minister to people. They're that, but the Holy Spirit is on these folks. They are prophets. Holy Spirit is strong on them. They walk in your presence. You're getting healed. They touch you. You're getting healed. And a lot of people say, that sounds like Matrix. No, this ain't, you know, 2 points and this here. It's just touching, talking. It's done. Not maybe it'll get done or, you know, maybe tonight it's there, it's done there, because the Holy Spirit is speaking to these folks. And a lot of people say, well, in the New Age, they're like, well, we've done this before. Trust me, I've been taught in the New Age too. So I know about these things too, about what they teach. But this here is completely different. There's these little kids going out here and doing it. It's not been to about 5 or 6 seminars. This is people going to one seminar, doing the same thing, hitting the ground, and saving people's souls, not only healing, but saving people's souls right in front of them. People that has nothing to do with Christianity, don't want to have nothing to do with Christianity, they're seeing this healing, seeing this stuff, they're completely open to Christ. And that's one thing that the prophets did back thousands of years ago. That's how they brought people into the church. They didn't send out flyers, and they didn't go out here and get on TV and all this and that. The only way they had was to walk the streets and heal people, and let the Word speak through them. The Holy Spirit spoke through them to heal them. And then when they saw the miraculous things going on, they're like, hey, I want some of that, you know. And then they got saved. But a lot of things is, we don't do that no more. We're too busy in making the money in the church, making the big church. Making a big church is great, but without the Holy Spirit, without God working the church, what good is it? You're just doing the same thing as everybody else is doing. You ain't really, you know, accomplishing a whole lot. You're just accomplishing an entertainment statue. And Jesus don't want an entertainment statue. He wants his kingdom built. He wants God's kingdom built. He wants God within expanded. He wants God within expanded. And it's time for that to happen now. It's time for that to happen now. He wants his disciples to go into that hospital to heal everybody, make the doctors pass out, and not figure out what's going on. That's what he wants now. He don't want us to sit around, oh, God, maybe this will happen. No, that's done with. That was in the past. That's demonic stuff. It was in the past. It was holding the church down. This is done now. This is all done. Right now it's time for miracles. It's for him to pick up his church and take them with him. There's no time for that no more. But what I'm saying here is check out the Power and Love Ministries. It's called, let's see what the website is. It's www.powerandlove.org. It's www.powerandlove.org. Check out all their dates. If you see one, go. They will teach you to do this. And I guarantee you that God will minister two angels with you that will be with you in your ministry. Christ will be connected to you more than you ever saw before, I guarantee you. I don't know the process of the thing. I don't know nothing about that yet. But I'm sure that if you're called to go and do that, you will find everything you need to do. But right now they're showing Oklahoma is hosting one. Let's see. It's June. There's some coming in June to California. I mean, just check it out. Go online and check this out. It's called thepowerandloveorg.com. You can check it all out yourself. I just want to tell y'all about this. But anyway, about the forgiveness thing, I just want to get into too, is that the forgiveness is awful powerful. When you forgive, you're letting go of a lot of things that happened in your past. It opens your heart for God to come within. I had some old family issues from back a long time ago from my father, and actually separated me from my grandfather from his dad. And I've been trying to forgive that over about 2 or 3 years. I finally came to a forgiveness point. And anyway, I kind of sat back and thought about all the good times I could have with my grandfather if I had his forgiveness going here. If my dad wouldn't have brought this in, I forgave him too. I forgave everybody. And it's an ongoing process. That's the way it is for everybody. But I was thinking, if you have any situation in your family, you need to forgive it and give it to God and let him take care of it, because you're messing up your family. You're messing up your good times with your dad, your mom, your grandfather. And when you break that tie of darkness there, you let God flow through you and your family, and you will see love grow and be achieved in that family if you let forgiveness go. Because they say, unforgiveness is like a poison we take upon ourselves and think that poison we take is going to hurt somebody else. The other person is going out having a good time while we're hating them, we're hurting ourselves. So what's the use of it? Cut it, let it free, enjoy your life. And when you love them, I've been taught this in the last year, is the people that I really disrespect and don't like, to pray for them and love them. And a lot of times it's hard. You can't do that sometimes. You feel like it. You can do that, but you feel like you can't. But once you do that, you start seeing the episode change. And I really ask you to try that. Love the person you dislike. Pray for them and see what happens. And I guarantee you things will happen in your life that you never expected before. If you hate that boss man, love him. I mean, you don't have to go and hug him and all that stuff. But just, I mean, you can if you want to, but just go in your bedroom at night and say, please, Lord, help my boss, man. You know, he don't know what he's doing, this and that, and pray and see what happens in the situation. Just try that. Try to break those bad ties in your family and let your life and love grow. And God is, I mean, Jesus was very big on this. He's always talking about forgiveness. Forgiveness is the key to heaven. Forgiveness is the key to Christ. Forgiveness is all that, because he forgave us for all of our crap that we've done. If he could forgive so much of so many people, why can't we do that? We got to be a reflection of him. We got to forgive like he does. So we need to be a reflection of him and forgive others. He even forgave people after they beat him, stomped him, spit on him, then beat him to little pieces of meat on the cross. He forgave them. He knew that they didn't know what they was doing. All those episodes from their history past was put in their bodies. They had all this going. They didn't know what they was doing. And they kept on going on this same program, doing all these mistakes, hurting other people. And they didn't know what they was doing. And some of them did. But he knew that God loved them anyway. He knew that he loved them anyway. So love as he loved you. And you'll see that love pouring through them. You'll see them change because the love in you will change them. It will change them. Sooner or later, it will change them. It will change them then or change them later, but it will change them. I guarantee you that. But I ask y'all to really think upon this new healing. This new healing thing that's coming across the land. It's going to heal many folks. Cross is going to set a new thing out to everybody. Set two angels upon each prophet, upon each healer, to help do a miraculous healing and bring people to him. And I know some of the people in the Unity Trail, here we go again. But anyway, that's just the word. I'm getting confirmations of this. There's going to be a traumatic, I can't even say some of these words, but it's going to be a humongous front, a humongous wave of healing that's going to come across this land. You're going to see these prophets doing amazing things. I mean, nowadays we've got so many little healers out here doing things, but it takes so much. It's unlocked the move of Christ, man. I mean, he did some things that would blow your mind, and he's going to send his prophets out, and you're going to see things like, boom, blow up. There's kids. He's working in kids now, 18, 20, you know, 16. I saw 12 years old on this one thing out here doing healings, healing people on the street, a little girl, touching a whole arm going back into place. I've saw this in other healing remedy things, but I've never saw this with little kids that young, not only taking a little teeny, being taught just a little bit, and then it happens. God speaking to folks, these things happening. In the New Age, it takes many, many seminars for some people to learn to do this. Many seminars. But this here is one little seminar, one little conference, and they're doing it. Some of them's doing it the first day. And there's a lot of New Age stuff that when they healed, it don't stick. It stays about a year or so, and then before you know it, they're back the same way. When Christ heals, it don't go back. It's always fixed. That's the difference between God's healing and the other person's healing. Christ's healing sticks. It don't move. It never comes back. The other one will, sooner or later. I was listening to a lady maybe a week ago. They was talking about, well, I went to a healer and it just, you know, it just came back maybe a year later. It just kept on repeating itself. And I go to healer and this and that. It's just problems that I had within myself. And then you hear the lady that got touched by the Christian healer, and it never did come back. Years on out of time, it's been touched by the divine, touched by Christ. It's gone. Never did come back. Not no mental issues, all that holding that back. It's just gone. It's never came back. It never will come back till the day they die. And I know there's a lot of healers out there that don't agree with me, but I've did some research on this, and there's a lot of truth to this. But anyway, I'd like to say thank y'all for joining my show. Thank you for listening to me today. I was rambling around, talking about many different things. I had a lot of things on my mind these couple of days. I just thought I'd get this out. And I want to say God bless every one of y'all. I hope he touched every one of y'all through this show. And I'm going to go ahead and say a fast prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon these people listening to this show now. I ask you to touch them in their hearts, in their souls, in their minds, and heal their family, heal them with any problems they got going now. I ask this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless y'all, and y'all have a great week. And I'll see y'all next week. Thank you.